Finally, you have the Support or Purpose category. Similar information may also be found under the section Family History or Relationships on page 12 of the Adult Full Assessment, as well as page 11 of the Adult Reassessment. You will also notice that there are two additional questions at the end of the net. For question number one, you want to include areas of sufficiency or strength. And here you want to include any relevant categories marked in the No Action Needed or Strength to Utilize that reflect self-sufficiency and strength. In the comments section, you want to include any categories where the client has made progress from the previous net. If this is your first net or your initial net, you want to include NA in this comment section. As for item number two, you want to identify areas of potential need. So include all areas marked as immediate action, action needed, monitor, or sub-items marked as yes. In addition, under item number two, you want to include agreed upon areas to provide support or assistance through linkage and referral. So here you want to include all agreed upon areas that the staff will provide support or assistance for. Under the comments section, you want to include any relevant information from any source or sources that will assist you in facilitating the linkage. So for example, were there any settings that the client has been the most stable in? Or what led to housing issues or problems?